I've learned that whenever I decide something with an open heart, I usually make the right decision. Maya Angelou. Foreword, Carolyn Savage. On September 24, 2009, I gave the greatest gift of my life. It was on that day that I placed my fourth-born child in the arms of his forever mother. In that moment, I closed my eyes, took a deep breath, and jumped onto a road I thought I'd never travel. Would she keep me informed about his life? Would she love him as much as I do? Would he be happy? Questions flooded my mind while fears of tragic outcomes and eventual regrets plagued many of my thoughts. I knew I was doing the right thing for this child. My decision was rooted in love. But placing my baby in the care of another family for the rest of his life required a giant leap of faith. To say that I was scared would be an epic understatement. If you are a birth parent or expectant parent considering open adoption for your child, I've stood in your shoes. The open-hearted way to open adoption has been written for you. Then, on August 11, 2011, I received the greatest gift of my life. When our twin daughters were placed in my arms by their first mother, I embarked on another road I'd thought I'd never travel. And the questions came again. Am I capable of being the best mother to these two precious girls? Could I bring my A game to their lives and live up to the expectations of their first mother? How will I honor their first mother throughout their lives? I wanted them to know her and to understand their story. The day I left the hospital with my twin daughters, I was excited and intimidated. I needed to get this right for my girls and their first mother. Another leap of faith, and again, I was scared. If you are an adoptive or prospective adoptive parent considering open adoption as a way to build your family, I've stood in your shoes, and the open-hearted way to open adoption has been written for you, too. How does one woman find herself in both the shoes of a birth mother and a forever mother in one lifetime? My journey to parenthood has followed a very unique path. It began with the old-fashioned conceptions and births of our first two children. Then, after an 11-year struggle with secondary infertility, we welcomed our third child into the world after a successful in vitro fertilization. It wasn't until we headed back to our fertility specialist in an attempt to use our remaining cryopreserved embryos that my story took an unexpected turn. My fertility clinic made a mistake, thawing and transferring another couple's embryos, leaving me pregnant with a child that wasn't genetically mine. When I learned of the mix-up, only seconds after being told I was pregnant, I made an immediate decision. I'd carry this child and reunite him with his rightful parents. It was an easy decision, based on the do-unto-others way I live my life. But that is where the easy part ended and my struggle began. My love for the baby I carried had nothing to do with DNA. I couldn't bear the thought of saying goodbye forever. I needed to know him. I wanted him to know me. As a result, I plunged into a journey much like an open adoption. Before my pregnancy with the child of another couple, I'd never seriously delved into the nuances of open adoption. Of course, during my husband's and my 10 years of trying to conceive, I had looked into the option. Inevitably, my research sessions would end with my dismissing it, intimidated by the formalities of the process. I found the notion of lawyers, contracts, and social workers overwhelming, and I was also frightened of getting my heart broken. The all-too-public failed adoptions that I'd seen unfold in the media had made quite an impression. Contributing to my trepidation was the concept of open adoption. Did open mean my child would have an additional mom and dad? The idea of navigating a relationship with another set of parents was something I didn't want to open my heart to. That is, until I became a mother who had to give up her baby. It was then that my circumstances caused a sudden change of heart. Of course, I didn't technically place my child for adoption. I was thrust into an unprecedented set of circumstances that required me to surrender my baby, and I completely understood the logic of why that had to happen. Unfortunately, that logic never fully translated to my heart.